The Silent Influence in Parental Conduct by John Angel James. Parents have a great power of influence over the minds and hearts of their children. Their children are almost continually with them. They are seen by them in nearly all they do, in their habitual conduct and character at home. They are heard in what they say, seen in what they do, studied in all their behavior by little ears and eyes and minds, which are scarcely ever closed. The child's heart is soft and pliable to a father's or a mother's influence. Their constant influence has been molding him from the dawn of reason. What, then, ought to be the parent's behavior at home? The whole cultivation and direction and management of a child's mind from the very dawn of reason should be carried on with special reference to the formation of Christian character. This should be the one thing to which all other things should be subordination. The silent influence in parental conduct is far greater, either for good or for evil, than most parents are aware of. They teach by what they say, they influence by what they do, and also by what they do not say and do not perform. The pious parents who embody a meek, benevolent, ardent, and consistent godliness in their character exert a tremendous influence over the minds of their children. But, oh, the dreadful contrast in the case of those parents who are characterized by ungodly dispositions, worldly associations, mirthful and extravagant living, trifling conversation, and lack of all seriousness and spirituality. Oh, what can be expected from such parents but children who regard their religion with disgust? Every man is best known at home. Parents are ever doing something to prejudice their children in favor of true religion, or to prejudice them against it, doing something to draw them into the church or to drive them into the world, lending a helping hand to lead them to heaven, or taking them by the hand and leading them to hell. Parents, must you employ your influence in ruining the souls of your children and sending them to perdition? Oh, tremble at the interview you must have with them at the day of judgment, and the dialogue you must hold with them forever in the bottomless pit. This Puritan devotional has been brought to you by Grace Gems, a treasury of ageless sovereign grace writings. Please visit our website at www.gracegems.org, where you can browse and freely download thousands of choice books, sermons, and quotes, along with select audio messages. No donations accepted. Thank you.